I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This happened to me 2 years ago, and I know most people never experience a lockdown situation, and if they do, it usually would happen at school, but this actually happened to me during my retail job one night. I used to work in Des Plaines, which is a suburban area located north of Chicago. It was pretty much a regular day at work to start, and I mainly worked closing shifts because of school, so I'd get out around 10. Around 4 o'clock, my coworker started showing around news stories coming out about riots currently happening down in the city. This was due to a certain police incident that was happening at the time. It was pretty intense though, as the rioters were breaking into stores and completely trashing everything, and even beating up employees. I honestly wasn't entirely sure what the reasoning was for harming the stores, but it was crazy. By 6 o'clock, the riot and protests were only getting bigger, with thousands of people participating and hundreds of stores being destroyed and looted. There was even talk of action spreading over to the outer areas of Chicago, including some of the suburban areas nearby. I was definitely keeping my eyes open and watching customers to make sure I was prepared for anything to happen. Another 2 hours went by, and at this point it seemed like the entire city was going up in flames, and some of my coworkers actually left early because they were so nervous. My manager that was working that night was a really understanding guy, and we didn't have many customers coming in anyways, so he didn't mind them going home early. I stayed though, as I really wasn't too worried, and knew I wouldn't be getting paid unless I stayed. Pretty soon I realized that that was a mistake. I was stocking product in an aisle on the far left side of the store, which was opposite of the main entrance, when I heard some yelling outside. I went to the front of the aisle, where I could look out the windows towards the front of the store, and I could see some people running around, but the glare from inside made it hard to actually see what was going on through the window. I started making my way towards the entrance of the store, when the intercom came on, and I could hear my manager announce that the store was now in lockdown and everyone needed to immediately make their way to the back. Against my better judgment, my curiosity got the best of me, and I went a little bit further so I could see out of the front doors, which I was unaware of at the time had already been locked shut. I saw 10 to 15 people running along the windows, banging on the glass and trying to push and smash the doors open. It was one of the most shocking things I've ever seen in my entire life. I immediately started sprinting to the back of the store, noticing other employees and customers doing the same. When I got to the back, I saw my manager guiding people into the large refrigerated room where we keep deli meat and produce. For those who haven't worked in grocery stores or any other place with refrigerated rooms, these rooms are basically large insulated coolers with a huge metal door and usually some plastic flaps on the entrance as well. Anyways, I made my way in. I must have been one of the last people to make it, as just a few seconds later, my manager sealed the door and locked it from the inside. I felt pretty safe in there, as I knew nobody could realistically break in without some real heavy tools. But what scared me was how long I'd be in there for. Like, what if a whole mob of people waited outside the door? I'd say there was a good 30 to 40 people in there with me, and a lot of them were really panicking, asking us if that door was going to hold. My manager calmed them down a little bit, but that's when we started to hear noise from within the store. Stuff shattering, falling over, screaming and yelling. I'll admit, hearing those noises in real life was terrifying. I was shaking as we could hear the sounds more and more clearly while they made their way towards the back of the store. Soon, their footsteps could be heard outside the room, and then a few seconds of silence before the door shook as someone attempted to open it. I guess they realized pretty quick that it was locked from the inside, and they started yelling and banging on it, screaming at us to open the door. We all tried to stay as quiet as we could, but some of the customers started crying as we could hear more people on the outside join in on the screaming and banging. One of them even yelled, "This is the police, open up," trying to fake us out or make fun of us or something. This went on for probably 15 minutes of constant banging and screaming before it began to slow down. Over the next 30 minutes, it slowly got calmer as most of them put their attention elsewhere. Every once in a while, someone would come around and bang on the door a few times and then leave. It took almost an hour of being in there for the police to clear the building and let us out safely. Walking out, the whole store was trashed. Shelves were pushed over and product was scattered all over the floors. It was really crazy to see the store look like that. Anyways, as far as I know, the violence was mostly cleared overnight in the suburbs, but I think it continued down in Chicago for a few days. It was definitely the most intense situation I'd ever been in, though, and I'm glad everyone in the store was able to make it out unharmed. I was 13 at the time, and was in middle school. Our school was pretty small, and nothing ever really happened. So I'd never been in any dangerous situation at school before this day. It was the start of the day, and I had just gotten to my second period class, which for me was English. The class went by as usual, with lectures and reading example writings. It was one of my least favorite classes, as I just found it boring. Anyways, the class was silent, as we were supposed to be reading an example paper, when suddenly the speaker makes a loud beep and turns on.
"We are now in lockdown. This is not a drill."
Everyone in the class began looking around at each other, confused and a little nervous. Like I said, I just never thought anything would ever happen here, so it was really shocking and confusing to hear that we were in lockdown, and it made me wonder what was actually going on. After a few seconds, my teacher started taking command and told us all to line up on the side of the wall by the door. Then he rushed to lock the door and turn off all the lights, but I guess the power cut out before he was able to himself. A couple of the girls in the class started crying a little, which I understand as it was a pretty stressful and suspenseful situation. I want to say almost 10 minutes went by with absolutely no sounds or anything, before sudden running footsteps could be heard going through the hallway outside of our classroom. Once they reached our class, they stopped abruptly. I could feel the whole room holding their breath as we waited, listening nervously. Then a boy started banging on the door, pleading us to be let into the classroom. I was honestly terrified, as I couldn't tell how old the boy sounded, and I looked over at my teacher, who looked equally as terrified as all of us. He got up and moved towards the door slowly, looking through the window. Then he quickly opened the door and let the boy in. I recognized him from just seeing him walking around in the hallways before, but we never had any classes together. My teacher asked if he was okay, and then told him to sit along the wall with all of us. Once we were all settled again, I leaned over and whispered to him, asking what happened. He said he was in the bathroom during the lockdown, and waited for a while before some middle-aged man came in and started banging on all the stall doors. Apparently, once the guy banged on his stall, he crawled under the side of the stall and made a run for it. Luckily, the man only chased him down a small hallway before letting off. This sent chills down my body, as if I suddenly realized that this was really happening and we were in real danger by some crazy guy. Not even a minute later, clear, loud footsteps were heard approaching our classroom door. Some of the other kids in the room were holding their mouths shut, trying to muffle their crying, as a single bang on the door echoed through the room. A few seconds later, two or three more sets of footsteps walked up to the door, and the group began talking to each other. It was too muffled to hear what they were saying, but knowing that it was a whole group of dangerous men made my stomach drop. I looked over at my teacher, who was trying to calm one of the girls, but even he seemed terrified. Then one of the men outside yelled, and all their footsteps ran away. I guess the cops had finally shown up. I could feel the sense of relief from the whole class. We stayed there for another 20 minutes before it was all finally clear, and then the situation was dismissed. Apparently a whole group of sketchy guys walked in, asking to pull out one of their kids from a class. Obviously, none of them were actually parents to any of the kids, so the whole thing escalated, and they forced their way into the building. That's about all we were told, but it was definitely a situation that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
All right, so picture this. I'm called in as a substitute teacher for a class that missed out on a field trip. The regular teacher and most of the students were out on the field trip, while I was left in charge of four students who didn't have their parent permission slips signed. To set the scene, I had just finished subbing for another class. Afterwards, I was asked to sub for this class, and the instructions were pretty straightforward. Play a Mythbusters video for the students, and hand out worksheets to keep them occupied. Sounds easy, right? Well, here's where things took an unexpected turn. Barely a few minutes into class, with the video playing, the Fab Four, who seemed to be inseparable buddies, all raised their hands and requested to go to the bathroom. Now, being the laid-back sub that I am, I granted their wish, with a friendly reminder to return soon so we could finish the video together. They nodded eagerly, promising to be back in a jiffy, and headed out to the hallway as I paused the video. As I waited for them to return, a couple of minutes went by. Then, I heard a noise come over the intercom. There was an announcement that the school was now going in a lockdown, and this was not a drill. This put me in a little bit of an odd situation. Panic started to settle in as I realized that these four kids were nowhere to be seen. Should I go out and search for them, or should I stick to the lockdown protocols and secure the classroom by locking the doors and turning off the lights? I figured my students should be back any second, and I stood there in my classroom doorway for about another minute or so. In a moment of concern for their well-being, I chose to go find them. I figured they must be hanging out in the nearest bathroom, right? Easy to find, or so I thought. I hurriedly made my way to the hallway, fueled by a mix of worry and determination. I walked to the bathroom as quickly as I could, and I got winded because I'm severely not in shape like I used to be, and I pushed open the bathroom door and knocked. I was hoping to find them and usher them back to the classroom. "Hey guys, we're on lockdown. You need to come back to the classroom," I called out, my voice echoing through the empty bathroom. But to my surprise, there was no response, not a peep. As confusion grew, I cautiously pushed the bathroom door open wider, half expecting them to jump out. But that wasn't the case. The bathroom was empty, not a single person in sight. My heart sank. Where on earth did these students go? I couldn't dwell on it for long, though, because my priority was to get back to my classroom. If the students had wandered off, then that was their fault. They would likely be found by another faculty member. With a mix of anxiety and haste, I retraced my steps, making my way back to the classroom that I was in charge of. I went inside and remained by the door. 10 long minutes went by, which felt like a whole hour, and still there was no sign of my students. Just when I was about to lose my cool from all the suspense, I heard this weird noise coming from inside the classroom. I quickly scanned the room, hoping to figure out where it was coming from, but there was nothing there, just an empty and super quiet classroom. I tried to tell myself it was just my mind playing tricks on me, but then I heard it again. This time, my eyes locked onto this person crouched behind a desk at the back of the room. I cautiously approached, my voice trembling when I asked, "Who's there?" I was praying it was just a student playing an elaborate prank, but to my dismay, the figure that rose up from beyond the desk was no student. It was a man, a complete stranger, and certainly not a student. I freaked out and sprinted out of the classroom immediately, desperate to find help. Now, as a grown adult, you're probably wondering why I bolted and didn't stay in the room and fight him. Well, like I said, I'm not as young as I used to be, and I'm not in shape, so the odds of me winning a fight protecting myself are like 4 out of 10. I pounded on the door of the nearest classroom, and thankfully, the teacher opened the door. Their expression quickly turned to concern as they listened to my explanation of what had happened. Without wasting a second, They dialed the school principal and alerted her about the new situation. Soon enough, the school became filled with activity as police officers were everywhere in the hallways. It turned out that the stranger I had encountered was the very person the school had been locked down for. He must have snuck into my classroom when I was down the hall looking for my students. This realization made my mind go black as I thought about all the possibilities that could have happened if I didn't run away from my classroom. It turned out that the missing students had taken refuge in another teacher's classroom. Nobody had thought to inform me, though. Rumors began to circulate that this intruder had ulterior motives, with whispers of him searching for someone specific or possibly carrying a weapon. The details remained vague, and the school kept the information tightly under wraps. Looking back on that day, I'm just grateful that everybody was okay. After that crazy incident, I needed some serious time off. When I finally went back to teaching, I had a whole new perspective. I will certainly never forget that day.
This happened a few years back during my sophomore year of high school. One thing I should mention is that I went to a public high school that was well known for being one of the largest in the country with a high graduation rate. Each of the four classes had over 1,000 students, and the faculty was probably around 1,000 as well, so there were about 5,000 people in the building at the time that this happened. As I would assume most other lockdowns start, the day was pretty normal. I had all my morning classes as usual, then ate lunch and started the second half of my day. I was in physics class at the time, and we were doing a project outside. I asked if I could go back in really fast to use the bathroom, and my teacher said sure. The bathroom was right by the entrance door, so I ran in and did my business. As I was washing my hands, a tall older man in a gray hoodie came in. He looked at me without saying anything and went into the far back stall. I quickly dried my hands and made my way outside. I found it really weird that the guy was dressed like that, because anyone that old had to have been a teacher or a staff member. I didn't recognize him at all, but the school was huge and I really only knew about a fourth of the staff, so that wasn't exactly a big deal in my mind. Anyways, I went back outside and after another 15 minutes of working, my teacher started bringing us back inside. Our school has certain areas that classes are allowed to be brought outside in, and the one we were at was pretty far from our classroom, about a 4-minute walk. Just as the whole class was inside and began making our way to the room, the announcement speaker came on abruptly and declared that the whole facility was now in lockdown. We all looked at the teacher, who was equally as confused, but immediately began rushing us towards the classroom while staying quiet. Halfway there, another teacher looked into the hallway and offered to take us in their classroom as it was large and had plenty of space. We all rushed in and sat against the wall while the two teachers talked amongst each other about what was going on. The whole time I sat there, I was thinking about that man that I'd seen in the bathroom and questioning if that was the reasoning for this lockdown. It gave me chills just thinking about how close I was to him. We were sitting silently for only a few minutes before we heard someone tapping softly on the window outside. Both teachers motioned for us to stay silent as the tapping continued. Then we heard footsteps in the hallway making their way slowly towards our classroom door. There was a pause, and then a man yelled,
"It's okay. I know there's a lot of you in there. Just open the door for me."
I started panicking a little bit, and so did most of the class. The men could probably hear the loud crying coming from the room now. The man outside the door started getting more aggressive, yelling and swearing at us as he banged on the door. It sounded like he had a hammer or something, which made all of us even more terrified. This went on for a whole minute before the man that was outside the window yelled for him to stop and said that they had to go right away. Police sirens could be heard from the front of the school, but the man by the door continued banging for another 30 seconds before giving up, and we can hear him running back down the hall. The police caught him on his way out of the building, but they never found the second guy. When they released the man's picture, I didn't recognize him, so I still wasn't sure who the guy was in the bathroom, but I've always just assumed that he was the second man outside the window that they'd never caught. The general theory for the crime was that they were trying to break into the science classrooms to steal the expensive equipment, but I don't think that was ever confirmed, so it's still left as a mystery.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.